Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 13th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, "The Entire Village Witnessed Falun Dafa Saving My Husband's Life," by Guo Yuhua from Shandong.
China Fahui. "The Entire Village Witnessed Falun Dafa Saving My Husband's Life," by Guo Yuhua from Shandong. My name is Guo Yuhua, and I am 55 years old. My family lives in Manan Village, Manzhuang Town, Taiyuan City, Shandong Province. I use my real name and real address here to tell a real story, of which my 58-year-old husband, Wu Chengjiang, which shows the amazing power of Falun Dafa. My husband, Chengjiang, is a mason. In June 2010, our neighbor, Xiao Guo, hired him to fix the wall of their house. Chengjiang fell from the third floor and landed on the hard concrete ground. When I got there, he was in a semi-coma and could not talk clearly. I held his head, saying, "Chengjiang, don't be afraid. Just chant, 'Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Master Li Hongshu will help you.'" An ambulance came. Xiao Guo, my husband's brother, and I went to the hospital with Chengjiang. In the ambulance, Chengjiang had difficulty breathing and was sweating heavily. I wiped the sweat for him and encouraged him to keep chanting, "Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." In the emergency room of the affiliated hospital of Taishan Medical School, the doctors took an x-ray. The chief doctor then said to us, "There are two large holes in both of his lung lobes. The lumbar vertebrae are broken. We might be able to conduct a surgery on the vertebrae, but we cannot guarantee that he would be able to stand up later. We've had no time to check other organs, but there was a lot of bleeding." Then the doctor said, "It would cost you a lot. You don't look like a rich family, and the chance of his survival is very slim. Perhaps you want to go home without the surgery." Chengjian's body was cold and pale. His eyes were wide open. The doctor looked at him and said to us, "His pulse has almost stopped, and we cannot even measure his blood pressure or hear a heartbeat. You should go home." Chengjian's brother cried loudly. I said to the doctor, "Please send him to the ICU, intensive care unit. He is only 50-some years old. I cannot see him passing away like this. I will pay whatever it costs. I won't regret it." The doctor agreed to watch Chengjiang in an ICU for 48 hours. In the ICU, our neighbor, Xiao Guo, was very worried. In China, he is supposed to pay most of the cost, as the one who hired Chengjiang to do the work. I was worried too, and walked back and forth in the hospital hallway. Xiao Guo kept calling my name, not hiding his worry and fear. In my mind were two lines of a poem. Quote, "When disciples have ample righteous thoughts, master has the power to turn back the tide." Unquote. I couldn't recall where I saw this poem. At around 9 p.m., I suddenly realized that this was Master Li Hongshu's poem, The Master-Disciple Bond, from Hong Yin, Volume 2. I suddenly felt so relaxed and said to Xiao Guo, "Don't worry, Chengjiang is fine now." Xiao Guo thought I had lost my mind due to the anxiety. He shouted, "Aunt, please don't act like this. Don't worry. If you are sick, who will take care of your child? No matter how slim the chance is, I will pay all the cost as long as Uncle Chengjiang can survive." I said to Xiao Guo, "You know that I practice Falun Gong, don't you? Do you know that Uncle Chengjiang has been very supportive and he will benefit from this? My master will help him. Although, even if he passes away, I will not ask you for any money." That night, Xiao Guo and I talked the whole night. I told him in detail what Falun Dafa really is, how Falun Dafa practitioners follow the teaching of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and how Falun Dafa has spread around the world. Xiao Guo came to the right understanding that Falun Dafa is a righteous Buddhist school cultivation practice, that the persecution of it in China is completely wrong, and that the Communist Party has been torturing a group of good people. The next morning, Cheng Jiang felt better. We were able to check him out of the ICU and transfer him to a general patient room. I asked how he spent the whole night. He said, "I did nothing but chant Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good for the entire night. Amazingly, I didn't feel any pain." Everyone was surprised. I knew that Master Li Hongzhi was helping him. In the hospital, many patients saw how nicely I treated Xiao Guo. They thought he was my son. Xiao Guo explained to them that we were neighbors and that Cheng Jiang was injured when he was working for Xiao Guo. People felt it was incredible since if this had happened to other people, the family of the victim would make a big fuss and would fight against the hirer. They were surprised that we were so nice to each other. On the third day, I said to Cheng Jiang, "The surgery on your vertebrae will cost 60,000 yuan, about $10,000, and it is not guaranteed that you will be able to stand up after the surgery. The doctors haven't checked your other organs yet, and we don't know if there will be other problems, which will cost a big fortune." Cheng Jiang said, "I believe that Master Li Hongzhi will help me. Let's go home." I tried to check him out. The nurses and doctors disagreed. Other patients said I was being silly. One said, "If it were me, I wouldn't leave the hospital even if the doctors asked me to go home until I got enough compensation from the hirer." However, one lady said, "At the moment you stepped into this patient room, I felt that you were different. You were so calm and peaceful. I could not see any worries on your face. All you have said was how difficult Xiao Guo's financial status is, how hard the nurses work. You never complained about your own situation. Do you believe in any religion?" I said, "I practice Falun Gong." Everyone was shocked. "Hasn't Falun Gong been banned by the government? The media said that Falun Gong was bad." I asked them, "Have you ever read Falun Gong books? If you haven't, how do you know Falun Gong is not good? You have all seen how I treat other people. Do you think I am a bad person?" Many of them said, "No, you are so nice. It is hard to find a nice person like you in China." I smiled and said, "All genuine Falun Gong practitioners are like this, and they will actually do better than me. I know so many genuine Falun Gong practitioners. We all follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. We try to consider others, prioritize others, and treat everyone nicely, including the police who torture us. You've seen my behavior. I am just following what I've learned from my master." We talked and talked until 3 a.m. in the morning. Nobody wanted to go to sleep. Everyone listened to me tell them what Falun Gong really is. They asked me many questions and all realized that everything said on the Communist Party media was actually propaganda and that the Communist Party was the real criminal. A few people said, "If the party didn't launch the persecution, there would be more practitioners like you and there would be more good people like you. China would be a different place." On the fifth day, we went home. I went to work during the daytime, and at night I read Falun Gong books with Cheng Jiang. The life was peaceful. Our friends and relatives didn't understand why I took Cheng Jiang home, and I had some pressure from them. But they also tried to help me financially. It was a very difficult period, but I was very calm in my heart. On the 28th day, the miracle happened. Cheng Jiang got down on the floor by himself and walked from one room to another without any help. He walked a few circles. On the 30th day, he went outside and walked on the street. Everyone that saw him was surprised and followed him for a long time. On the 33rd day, he went to a public place. People surrounded him and asked all kinds of questions. A person at the verge of death was now walking by himself. How could he do it without any medical treatment? On the 40th day, he was able to ride a bicycle and go wherever he wanted to go. The story shocked the entire village. Everyone was happy for me. They all knew that I didn't ask Xiao Guo for any money. Some people asked me, "You also have financial problems. Why didn't you ask him for money? He is supposed to give you compensation." I said, "It is not his fault. No matter how much difficulty my family is in, I cannot extort money from him. This is the principle of Falun Dafa. I must follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. As a genuine practitioner, I am able to overcome the difficulties. You are such a nice person, too nice, too compassionate. If it wasn't for Falun Dafa, I would not be like this. Cheng Jiang was hurt so badly. Given my financial status, I would not normally be like this. But Falun Dafa has taught me the karmic relationship of everything. If I don't have the idea of extortion in my mind, my family will be rewarded with good. This is why my master has helped us. If I was selfish and tried to get some money through this incident, Cheng Jiang would die for sure." Everyone then realized why I insisted on checking Cheng Jiang out of the hospital, and they understood more about the true teachings of Falun Dafa. This incident happened 6 years ago. Cheng Jiang is completely fine, and he is working like a normal person. I cannot express in words my gratitude to Master Li Hongshur and Falun Dafa. I always wanted to write about this so that more people will know what Falun Dafa really is and how Master Li protected us. But I didn't get good education and I am not able to write. I now had a chance to write about this with help. I used my real name and real address so that readers could check the facts if there was any doubt. All I've said above is true, 100%, because one of the teachings of Falun Dafa is to tell the truth.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.